Eden McCrory faces a life-altering trauma when someone she should have been able to trust, her brother's closest friend Kevin, commits an act of violence against her. His threatening words about disbelief become a psychological barrier that prevents her from speaking up. The next day presents a disturbing disconnect, a typical family breakfast where Kevin participates normally while Eden struggles with the weight of what occurred. Her father's use of her childhood nickname, Minnie, originally given for her quiet nature, takes on painful new meaning. That night, Eden finds herself unable to stay in her bedroom, choosing instead to sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag, silently processing her emotional turmoil. This traumatic experience fundamentally changes her perspective on safety and trust, particularly regarding those closest to her, the family members she had always counted on for protection and understanding. The impact is especially complex because of how it transforms Eden's naturally reserved personality into a protective wall of isolation. Her brother Kalen interprets her changed behavior around Kevin as typical teenage moodiness, inadvertently reinforcing her fears about speaking up. This misunderstanding by her once protective brother deepens her sense of isolation, creating patterns that influence her entire adolescent development. This sensitive portrayal examines how trauma affects family dynamics, trust, and personal identity, while highlighting the importance of recognizing subtle changes in behavior that may indicate underlying distress. After her trauma, Eden seeks control through transformation, switching to contacts, updating her wardrobe, and changing her hairstyle. These acts help her feel less like a victim and more like someone making choices. When Josh Miller shows interest, Eden establishes strict boundaries, keeping their relationship private and maintaining emotional distance. During intimate moments, she disconnects, focusing on ceiling cracks or shadow patterns. Josh notices her withdrawal, eventually causing their relationship to fracture. What began as Eden's attempt to regain agency evolves into concerning behaviors. The formerly invisible student now attracts attention for troubling reasons, becoming the subject of gossip. Her reinvention, intended as protection, becomes another form of confinement. Eden builds this new identity not from desire, but from inability to remain who she was when hurt. Her journey shows how coping mechanisms, though initially protective, can become their own constraints, hindering true healing. Eden's assault sends shockwaves through her relationships. Her friendship with Mara deteriorates as she withdraws emotionally. Sensing something wrong but unaware of the assault, Mara repeatedly asks if Eden is really okay. Their relationship crumbles until they clash when Mara forgets Eden's birthday, a minor oversight that unleashes years of bottled pain. Her once close bond with brother Kalen turns tragic. Eden resents his continued friendship with Kevin, seeing it as betrayal. When Kalen discovers her about to have sex with a stranger at a college party, their confrontation leaves them emotionally estranged. Even Eden's relationship with herself shatters. Looking at her freshman yearbook photo, she sees only the dull, dead darkness in her eyes. With Steve, a genuinely kind boy who develops feelings for her, Eden can't respond healthily. Their relationship ends after she coldly dismisses their intimate encounter. As Cameron points out, her behavior has become toxic, hurting everyone who tries to get close. Kevin Armstrong maintains a dual identity, brutal assailant and charming family friend. Eden's mother trusts him completely, a trust he cultivated through helpfulness, conversation, and his position as her brother's best friend. His predatory tactics are methodical, creating isolation opportunities, testing boundaries through seemingly innocent touches, and maintaining control through intimidation. After the assault, he corners Eden during Christmas break, touching her inappropriately while maintaining plausible deniability. When Kevin faces rape allegations from a college student, Kalen's insistence that the accuser is lying about consensual sex reveals typical reactions to assault allegations. Eden's suggestion that the girl might be telling the truth begins her own reckoning. The Amanda subplot exposes Kevin's manipulation strategy, convincing Amanda that Eden willingly slept with him, leading her to write, "Eden McCrory is a whore," on the bathroom wall. This discredits potential victims and turns allies against each other. Kevin demonstrates how predators operate within social networks, using community trust as cover for their crimes. Eden's healing begins when she allows her authentic, wounded self to be seen. Josh becomes the first crack in her wall of silence by immediately believing her story, directly challenging Kevin's threat that no one will ever believe you. Her brother Kalen evolves from shocked disbelief to protective rage, demonstrating how family bonds can strengthen through difficult truths. The pivotal moment occurs with Detective Dodgen. In a room designed for victims, the detective's methodical yet gentle approach helps Eden articulate her experience, transforming overwhelming trauma into something she can name and face. When Eden expresses guilt over her silence, the detective validates her. When someone threatens your life, those aren't empty words. This helps Eden understand her silence wasn't weakness, but survival. Have you ever held a truth so painful that speaking it felt impossible? Eden's breakthrough reminds us that sometimes the most courageous act isn't fighting back. It's finding strength to speak your truth when you're finally ready. Throughout Eden's journey, her memory of the assault exists in fragments, flashes of sensation and fear that intrude despite her suppression efforts. When Josh touches her neck during intimacy, she suffers a severe panic attack as flashbacks overwhelm her. Her body remembers what her mind tries to forget. These intrusions intensify. Cologne, footsteps, or certain words trigger visceral responses. The fragments eventually coalesce into a full memory Eden can no longer deny. Kevin pinning her down, holding her arms while choking her, the carpet against her back, Eden playing dead, his threats if she told anyone. This memory has shaped every decision since. Her transformation from bright to deliberately dull reflects her attempt to disappear. Her relationships become exercises in maintaining distance, with walls even close friends can't penetrate. When Eden finally acknowledges the truth, it creates space for healing to begin, a truth that can be spoken, shared, and eventually survived, though the process is neither linear nor simple. Eden's story resonates through its refusal to offer easy answers. Her healing begins with small steps toward truth after years of silence, recognizing that recovery encompasses every dimension of a survivor's life. Her transformation from quiet freshman to rebellious senior isn't typical adolescence. It's a response to violation that altered her sense of self and safety. Trauma derailed her development, replacing natural exploration with survival strategies. Support systems prove crucial. Eden begins healing when she allows others to see her authentic self, including her pain. Josh's belief, Kalen's protective rage, and Detective Dodgen's compassion create space for her to reclaim her voice. Healing isn't about returning to who she was before trauma, but integrating the experience into a new self-understanding. As Eden tells her story, she transforms private suffering into a narrative that can be witnessed and transcended, proving that finding our voice again is both possible and necessary.